You know how in those nature documentaries, an avalanche always looks like this really sudden explosive event?
Oh, yeah, like 1 minute the mountain is totally still and then boom.
Right, just this unstoppable wall of snow crashing down. But
Yep.
if you actually talk to snow scientists, they'll tell you it didn't happen in that split second at all.
Right, it's a buildup.
Exactly. It happened months earlier. Like specific weather patterns were secretly building up these weak layers of ice way deep under the surface. The trigger was just, you know, the final moment.
That is honestly a phenomenal way to look at it
Yeah.
because when we talk about e-commerce and specifically Amazon, everybody fixates on that final explosive moment.
The trigger.
Yeah, the trigger.
Yeah.
They look at the massive traffic spikes on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and they kind of treat those days as if they exist in a total vacuum.
Which is exactly why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the mission of today's deep dive. We're looking at this really comprehensive guide. It's titled The 60-Day Q4 Prep Plan That Could Take Your Amazon Store to $1.
It's a great piece of source material, really detailed.
It really is. And our goal today is to basically map out exactly why your holiday success as an Amazon seller, your avalanche, basically is actually determined right now in the dead middle of summer.
Yeah, not in November.
Right. We're going to break down this crucial 60-day timeline you need to execute way before Black Friday even begins.
Because, I mean, the reality is, if you are waiting for the snow to start moving to prepare for the avalanche, it's already over. Like, you're done.
Too late.
Way too late. The structural foundation of your fourth quarter is built entirely in late summer and early fall.
And let's anchor ourselves in time for a second, just so everyone is on the same page. Today's date is mid-July 2026.
Right.
And according to our source material, this is the exact moment the 60-day clock officially starts ticking for Q4. So, okay, let's unpack this. Why on earth shouldn't you just wait until October to even start thinking about the fourth quarter? I mean, it's called Q4 for a reason, right?
Right, right.
You'd think early October gives you plenty of runway.
It's a completely logical assumption.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the fatal flaw for so many sellers.
Yeah.
The central premise here is that Amazon Q4 is not a single event.
Okay.
Like, it is not just a couple of isolated busy days circled on a calendar. It's this massive escalating demand curve.
And that starts earlier than people think.
Exactly. It actually initiates in October, builds this compounding momentum, spikes violently over Black Friday week, holds incredibly steady through the middle of December, and, you know, only really tapers off after Christmas.
So the decisions you're making right now, like regarding your inventory, your advertising structure, your account health in August and September, those are the invisible layers of ice.
Yeah.
They literally mathematically dictate the ceiling of your November and December revenue.
Precisely. If you fail to lock in your forecasting and your fulfillment architecture now, you are essentially capping your own growth.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a supply chain bottleneck in September doesn't just mean a quiet September. It fundamentally breaks your algorithmic momentum going into the most lucrative shopping days of the entire year.
Let's start right there, actually, with the forecasting trap. Because instinctually, if I'm prepping for a massive wave of buyers, the easiest thing to do is just look at my total account revenue from last Q4. Right?
Sure, that's what most people do.
And I just apply a blanket multiplier across my entire catalog, like say triple everything across the board just to be safe. But the source explicitly warns against doing that.
Oh, completely. What's fascinating here is that guessing at volume at the account level is where the entire Q4 supply chain first goes off the rails.
Really? Just by looking at the big picture?
Yeah, because you cannot treat your catalog as a monolith. You absolutely have to pull your 2025 sales data strictly by ASN.
Okay, by individual product.
Right, because the unit velocity changes dramatically depending on the specific micro event within that broader Q4 window.
But wait, what if my historical ASN data from last year is just, you know, broken?
How do you mean?
Well, for example, if I stocked out of my absolute bestseller on November 15th last year, my historical multiplier is going to mathematically underproject my true demand for this year, right?
Oh, yeah?
Because the data will literally tell me to buy fewer units than the market actually wanted.
That is an excellent point, and it's a huge trap a lot of sellers fall into.
Mm.
If you had a stock out, you cannot rely purely on historical sales velocity.
Yeah, because it's a false number.
Exactly. You have to blend your actual sales data with your lost buy box percentage and your market share analysis from that specific time frame.
So you have to figure out what you would have sold.
Right. You need to calculate what your velocity would have been if you had just stayed in stock. The overarching rule of thumb in the source is that most sellers see Q4 volume run at like 2 to 3 times their normal monthly average.
Okay, 2 to 3 times. But obviously, a highly giftable item is going to completely shatter that 3x average, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas a utilitarian household item, like, I don't know, a spatula, might just see a mild bump.
Exactly. I mean, a product that spiked incredibly hard on Black Friday might barely move the needle during Prime Big Deal Days in early October.
Yay.
So if you treat those two events as identical and you over-leverage your capital on early October inventory for a product that really only converts in late November, you trap your cash flow in stranded inventory.
And locking up your cash flow early means you can't reorder when the real wave actually hits, which I guess brings us to the actual production timelines.
Right, the physical goods.
Yeah, because the source emphasizes placing these inventory orders immediately, like mid-July immediately.
Because you have to factor in real production and freight lead times.
Not the optimistic best-case scenario.
No, you have to buffer for the reality of global logistics. Because a stockout during Black Friday week is just fatal to your product ranking.
Mm, and you can't just fix it, right?
No, you cannot fix it with a panicked air freight reorder. Because by the time that new inventory is actually received and checked in at an Amazon fulfillment center, the peak traffic has completely passed you by.
Wow. Okay, so while the physical goods are being manufactured, the source actually pivots to what the A9 algorithm is doing behind the scenes.
Yes. The SEO side of things.
It highlights starting keyword research for holiday terms in late July, specifically because of Amazon's auto-suggest feature.
This is a really critical mechanism to understand. So, Amazon's auto-suggest algorithm starts surfacing seasonal search terms like stocking stuffers for men or holiday party gifts weeks before shoppers are actually executing those searches in massive volumes.
So it's like planting seeds.
Right. The algorithm is basically testing long-tail search intent early.
It's testing the waters to see which products have the highest conversion probability for those terms way before the heavy traffic actually arrives.
Exactly. So if you are catching that shift early and you're integrating those seasonal terms into your back-end search terms and your PPC campaigns in August, you are feeding the algorithm the exact relevance data it's looking for.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. So by the time November hits, Amazon has already established your product's historical conversion rate for those specific holiday terms.
It's kind of like laying down train tracks. Like, you can't start building the tracks while the freight train of Q4 traffic is already hurtling down the mountain.
Perfect analogy.
You have to lay them in August so the traffic has somewhere to actually go in November.
That is exactly how to visualize it.
Yeah.
Because indexation velocity just takes time.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting. Because the guide points out a direct structural margin incentive to locking in your storefront early.
Oh, the fee discounts.
Yeah. We're moving from the logistics forecasting into the digital merchandising, and Amazon actually puts money on the table to literally force your hand.
Yes, the early bird promotion discounts. I mean, if you want to run a lightning deal or a best deal during these massive traffic events, Amazon charges a pretty hefty upfront promotion fee.
Right.
But they actively reward sellers who stabilize their marketplace scheduling early.
The source notes that if you submit your Prime Big Deal Days applications before August 5th and your Black Friday Cyber Monday deal applications before September 5th, you save $50 per deal.
Which, you know, might sound like a minor administrative discount if you just have a small catalog.
Yeah.
Like, okay, $50.
Yeah, big deal.
Right. But if you're managing a portfolio of hundreds of ASNs, that $50 per deal scales into thousands of dollars in pure margin savings just for executing your Q4 roadmap on schedule.
That is huge. Not to mention, if Amazon's automated system randomly rejects your deal for some technicality,
which happens all the time.
Right. Maybe your reference price dropped or your inventory minimums weren't met. If you submit in August, it gives you a multi-week runway to appeal and fix the suppression.
Exactly.
But if you submit in late September and get rejected, you are just completely locked out of the event.
Yeah, you're done. Which leads directly into how the listing itself is actually merchandised. Because in that same late July to August window, you need to execute your visual listing refreshes.
The images and all that.
Right. This means updating your main images with subtle seasonal cues.
Hmm.
You know, like warm lighting or gift-appropriate staging. But doing it without violating Amazon's strict terms of service for main images.
But wait, does changing your primary imagery in August risk confusing late summer shoppers? Like, if I'm buying a coffee maker in August, I'm not really in holiday mode yet. I don't want to see a subtle holiday vibe.
Yeah, you walk a really fine line there.
Yeah.
You aren't turning the listing into a digital Christmas card.
Right, good.
You are mostly adjusting secondary images, A+ content, and back-end phrasing. and you execute this early because the A9 algorithm needs an indexing runway.
To figure out what the page is about.
Exactly. Listings that undergo massive copy or image overhauls the actual week of Black Friday frequently experience a temporary dip in organic ranking because the algorithm has to pause and reevaluate the page's relevance.
So you're forcing the algorithm to relearn what your product is right when you need it to be blindly sending you traffic.
Precisely. And the exact same logic applies to your sponsored brand and your video ad creatives.
Because those take longer to make.
Way longer. High converting video assets and custom lifestyle banners inherently take longer to produce than just a standard sponsored product's text campaign.
Right.
So if you want specialized creatives dominating the search results in November, the agency production on those assets needs to be initiated in August.
Okay, let's shift gears from the digital storefront to the back-end operations, because the source heavily emphasizes that you can have the most dialed-in SEO, beautiful video ads, a literal mountain of inventory.
And it won't matter.
It won't matter at all if you hit a fulfillment bottleneck.
This raises a really important question about operational fragility and just general margin erosion. Let's tackle account health first, actually, because it is the ultimate choke point.
Right. The source insists on a full account health audit in August. And, you know, speaking peer-to-peer here, we all know the metrics that matter, right? ODR, LSR, VTR. But why audit in August? Shouldn't you be monitoring those constantly anyway?
I mean, ideally you should. But August is really your final window to structurally repair any underlying operational flaws.
Before the crazy volume hits.
Exactly. If you get hit with an order defect rate spike or a sudden valid tracking rate warning in November, you are literally dead in the water.
Because an account under review during Black Friday loses the featured offer, right?
Yes. You lose the featured offer, you lose your deal eligibility, and you effectively miss the peak season entirely.
Because seller performance doesn't just magically speed up their appeal reviews just because you're stressed out about holiday volume.
No, they absolutely do not. A suspension risk that you catch in August is a solvable administrative hurdle. But a suspension risk triggered in November is an unmitigated disaster.
Okay, so assuming the account health is pristine, we have to talk about the physical movement of the goods into Amazon's network. And reading through these tiered inventory deadlines in the source, it's pretty clear Amazon is using receiving cutoffs to fundamentally alter how sellers behave.
Oh, they're heavily incentivizing sellers to use their preferred logistics channels.
Let's break down the prime big deal days deadlines, which are expected in early October. If you push your inventory into AWD, which is Amazon Warehousing and Distribution, your cutoff is September 2nd.
Right.
But if you use standard FBA, the deadlines are tiered based on how you split your shipments, right?
Yes. And this is a massive strategic lever that sellers need to understand. If you opt for FBA minimal shipment splits, meaning you just want to send your freight to one or two fulfillment centers and keep it simple.
Which everyone wants to do.
Right. But Amazon penalizes you for that with an earlier deadline of September 9th.
Oh, wow.
But if you let their algorithm distribute your inventory across their network using their Amazon optimized shipment splits, they effectively give you an extra week of production runway.
Pushing your deadline to September 16th.
Exactly.
So they're essentially saying, hey, if you save us the internal transshipment costs of moving your goods across the country, we will buy you an extra week of supply chain flexibility.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
And that same tiered logic applies to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So the AWD deadline for that is October 14th. FBA minimal splits is October 21st. But FBA optimized splits pushes all the way back to October 28th.
But the source warns that even with that extra week, you really have to account for October freight congestion.
Oh, freight congestion in October is notoriously brutal.
Right.
And honestly, whenever your logistics allow, consolidating your freight into a single massive well-timed shipment is vastly superior to staggering partial shipments across all those deadline windows.
Why is that?
The consolidated shipment is structurally easier to track. And it's just way less prone to partial receiving delays at individual fulfillment nodes.
Because missing these deadlines doesn't just mean your product goes live like a day or two late.
No, not at all.
If you miss the cutoff for a major event, that inventory won't be marked as prime eligible in time, meaning your pre-planned lightning deals just get suppressed and you lose the buy box entirely.
And recovering from a missed receiving window in early Q4 is incredibly difficult. Because as the fulfillment centers get more choked with inbound freight in November, receiving times stretch from days into literal weeks.
Wow. Which brings up the silent killer of Q4, right? Hidden fees.
Oh, yes.
We all know margins compress during holiday promotions, but the source highlights a specific operational window from October 15th, 2026 to January 14th, 2027.
The holiday peak fulfillment fees. This is so critical for your profitability projections.
Walk me through it.
So during that specific three-month window, Amazon applies a peak fulfillment surcharge. It averages an extra 32 cents per unit on top of your standard FBA rates.
Just flat out.
Yep. Plus, it's compounded by an additional 3.5% fuel and logistics surcharge.
Okay, let's talk about the actual math on that. If you're selling a $20 item with, say, $5 in standard FBA fees, adding 32 cents plus a 3.5% surcharge isn't just a rounding error.
Not at volume, no.
Right. If you're moving 10,000 units over Black Friday weekend, that is thousands of dollars of bottom line profit just evaporating instantly.
And that is exactly why the source insists you have to recalculate your break-even ATUS, your advertising cost of sales, in August.
Because the math literally changes in October.
Exactly. If you build a Q4 financial model based on summer fulfillment rates, the target ACS you are feeding into your advertising software is fundamentally flawed.
You're flying blind.
Pretty much. A campaign that looks perfectly profitable on a spreadsheet in July can hemorrhage capital at scale in November simply because you failed to bake in those peak fulfillment penalties.
And while we're discussing competitive positioning, the source also flags a global rollout completing by the end of 2026 regarding the buy box, or, you know, the featured offer.
Yes. Amazon is globally adjusting the underlying architecture of the featured offer. They're actually removing certain historical seller eligibility requirements for that position.
Wait, so the algorithm is leaning more heavily toward raw price competitiveness and fulfillment speed rather than just legacy seller tenure.
Correct. The source notes that no direct action is actually required from sellers. But you need to monitor this really closely. It's a meaningful shift in competitive dynamics.
Right, because if the algorithm is democratizing the featured offer, it means newer competitors with aggressive pricing strategies can just hijack your listing velocity during peak traffic events if you aren't vigilant.
Exactly. You can't just rest on your laurels.
Okay, so what does this all mean? We've got the ASN multipliers locked. The supply chain is optimized for Amazon's preferred fulfillment nodes. The storefront is indexed for seasonal intent. The account health is totally bulletproof. And the margins are stress tested against the new Q4 fees.
That leaves the final frontier.
The actual deployment of capital.
The advertising battlefield.
Right. So if I'm managing a massive Q4 ad budget, my instinct is to aggressively protect my capital. Shouldn't I just keep my powder dry and hold my budget until the morning of Black Friday?
It's tempting.
Right, because increasing my daily ad spend in early November feels like a runner sprinting the very first mile of a marathon. Like, why waste the energy?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, reacting to demand only when it peaks is a mathematically flawed strategy.
Okay, why?
Because if you attempt to coast on your baseline standard budgets and targeting through early November, you are starving your own funnel. You absolutely must scale ahead of the demand.
Walk me through the mechanics of that. How does that actually look?
So the source outlines a strategic pattern of escalating your PPC budgets by roughly 40 to 60%. Starting in early November.
That's a big jump.
It is. And you sustain that elevated spend through the Black Friday Cyber Monday window, and then you recalibrate for the December stretch.
Okay.
Because if you wait until Black Friday morning to uncap your budgets, you entirely miss the critical pre-event research traffic.
Ah, the consideration phase.
Right.
Shoppers are browsing, building their carts, comparing features days before they actually click buy on Friday.
Precisely. And you don't want to shock the system by dumping the budget in all at once either.
Right.
You incrementally warm up your PPC campaigns by raising your budget caps 10 to 20% every few days.
Oh, I see.
This deliberate pacing gives the advertising algorithm the necessary runway to identify which long-tail keywords are converting at an acceptable ACS before you authorize massive spend limits.
And the brilliant part of the 60-day plan is that you don't actually have to guess which keywords those are. The source talks about utilizing earlier October events as live paid focus groups.
Yeah.
Specifically Prime Big Deal Days and, surprisingly, Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween is a massive, highly underutilized early demand signal. The source points out that an estimated 40% of Halloween purchases now happen online.
40%. So it's basically a massive stress test for the entire e-commerce infrastructure. It's not just costumes and candy. People are already in the general buying mindset.
Exactly. Prime Big Deal Days and Halloween essentially function as your live testing grounds.
Okay.
You analyze exactly which ASNs captured market share during those events, which ad campaigns maintain their target margins, and which specific search terms drove the highest volume.
So you let the data do the talking.
Right. Whatever mathematical patterns emerge in October dictate exactly where you deploy your aggressive Black Friday and Cyber Monday capital.
You're letting real historical Q4 data direct your spend instead of just operating on gut feeling.
Which is huge.
But even with perfect targeting, the source highlights a massive operational trap on the actual days of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It notes that unmanaged campaigns can literally exhaust their entire daily budget by early afternoon.
Oh. This is where aggressive dayparting becomes completely non-negotiable.
What exactly is dayparting?
So dayparting is the strategic adjustment of your bid multipliers based on the time of day, just to maximize your return on ad spend.
Oh.
Because on those massive high-velocity days, if you just let a campaign run unmanaged from midnight, the sheer volume of the morning shopping rush will drain your entire daily budget cap by, like, 2 p.m.
I've actually seen sellers make this exact mistake.
It happens all the time.
They wake up, check Seller Central, they see massive sales numbers at 2 p.m., think they've won the lottery, and they don't even realize their campaigns just went totally dark right before the West Coast logs on after dinner.
Which is an absolute tragedy, because historically, that evening surge, you know, when people are home from work, they've had dinner, and they are actively trying to aggressively check items off their holiday lists.
Yeah, the prime shopping hours.
Right. That window often converts at a significantly higher rate than the morning traffic.
Wow.
So if your ads automatically turn off at 3 p.m. because you exhausted your capital, you are voluntarily handing the most lucrative, high-intent conversions of the entire year directly to your competitors.
The competitors who actually utilize dayparting.
Exactly. The ones who preserve their budget for the evening rush.
So you're literally funding the research phase for a customer in the morning and then letting your competitor capture the actual sale in the evening?
It is the most expensive mistake you can make in Q4.
All right, let's kind of synthesize this overarching strategy. Because if you are listening to this deep dive right now, the core thesis of this 60-day prep plan is honestly incredibly empowering.
It really is.
Dominating Q4 does not require you to invent a magical new product category.
Right.
It doesn't require an infinite bottomless advertising budget. It just requires impeccable, ruthless timing and operational discipline.
That's the secret.
Identifying and fixing the structural supply chain and indexing issues right now in mid-July is literally the only mathematical way you can fully capture the incoming holiday surge without eroding your profit margins.
Because you have to remember, the operational inefficiencies that hold an account under $500,000, they get violently magnified at Q4 volume.
Oh, I bet.
If you have a slightly inefficient ad campaign or a slow supply chain node in July, it becomes a catastrophic leak when your volume triples in November.
Right.
But if you lock in the ASIN data, optimize the logistics for Amazon's network early, and execute your ad pacing, the actual peak days of Q4 just become an exercise in monitoring, not reacting.
You're just watching the system work.
Exactly.
Okay, before we wrap up, I want to pivot to a specific piece of data hidden near the end of our source material because it fundamentally shifts how we view the very end of the Q4 timeline.
Yes, this is fascinating.
So the guide specifically flags the FBA cutoff for guaranteed Christmas delivery, which typically hits right around December 19th.
Right.
And when that cutoff passes, FBA delivery promises break down, and sellers who are low on FBA inventory desperately shift their fulfillment method to FBM fulfilled by merchant just to catch the remaining stragglers.
Yeah, and historically, shifting to FBM in late December is viewed as kind of a desperate defensive backup plan.
Just because you mismanage your FBA inventory?
Usually, yes. But I really want you to consider a completely inverted approach here. What if you intentionally designed a highly targeted, premium-priced FBM strategy specifically engineered for the chaotic window between December 20th and Christmas Day?
Wait, so you're basically capitalizing on artificial scarcity? Because when the FBA delivery promises break across the entire platform, the buyer's price sensitivity just completely plummets.
Because their priority shifts entirely away from finding a discount.
Right. They don't care about a deal anymore. They're just thinking, will this physically arrive at my house by the 25th?
Exactly. Think about the consumer psychology there. You are capturing the sheer, unfiltered panic of late shoppers, precisely at the moment when the vast majority of your FBA competitors are completely sold out.
Because their delivery times have slipped past Christmas.
Right, and their listings have effectively gone dark. So if your warehouse can guarantee a shipping SLA during that 5-day window, you aren't just running a backup plan. You are casting a high-margin net to catch the most desperate, price-insensitive buyers of the entire year.
That is brilliant. That fundamentally changes the math on late December. Like, let everyone else gas out and pull their ad budgets on December 19th, while you have a specialized, high-profit fulfillment net waiting to catch the panic on the 20th.
It's an incredible strategy.
It really is. Yeah. And it all comes back to exactly what we established at the beginning of this conversation. Q4 is not a sudden, unpredictable event. It is an avalanche that you can mathematically map out months in advance.
Months in advance.
The foundation for that December 20th sale is built by the supply chain decisions you make in July. Do the heavy operational lifting now, build the architectural foundation, and when that massive traffic wave hits in November, you won't be scrambling to survive it.
You'll be riding it.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Pull your ASIN data, audit your account health, and start that 60-day clock today. We'll see you next time.